making the best of our wine, then what does he want us to do? What you want us to just do absolutely nothing and then constantly be praying and all that kind of stuff?
Do I look like I'm doing nothing?
What is it that you want us to do?
What am I doing today?
You know what you're doing.
I'm lifting up Jesus Christ. Jesus did about five things. He worked when it was time to work.
Yeah.
He slept and rested. That's our body cycle. God made it that way. He fellowshipped and preached the word of God and proclaimed the kingdom of God. And then he went out into God's creation.
Okay,
not
for a second. So what
well,
you say...
You didn't let me answer. He no, went out
so
into
what
the...
what you're saying is you want everybody here to be pulling up signs and talking about the world of...
No, heaven. God wants everybody to live for him. He gives you life. He gives you breath.
Yeah.
He died for you. You are not your own if you're born of God. But if you're not born of God, then this kingdom is Satan's. You're of Satan's kingdom. Then go live your life and do anything you want. But when you die, you're going to face the second death. But if you're of Christ, you don't live for yourself. You live for him. A servant doesn't do his own desires. He does his master's desire. I used to be a hunting and fishing idolater and a weightlifter and all that. When I became born again and realized Christ bought me, now I know that I work for the kingdom of God. Everything you're doing here is vain and vanity. It's all going to be blown away. What saints do is eternal, sir. So you need to repent and do that which is eternal if you're of Christ. If you're not of Christ, you don't have any hope anyway, so you better just live this life up because wrath's coming for you.
Well, I'll tell you one thing for sure. I won't be alone.
Absolutely not. Hell's going to be full. And there's going to be...
Maybe I belong in hell then. Because
well, you do.
If
you do. You do. By your will,
like
you're choosing
you.
Hell. By your will, you're choosing hell.
Are going to be like you, then maybe
the people in heaven love God and serve God. The people in hell love the world and serve their flesh. So it's made for you, sir. So that man came up to me and said, what is everybody supposed to do? Do what you're doing? And you heard me describe it. And then I don't know if you heard him when he walked away. He said, maybe I deserve to be in hell. Maybe that's where I belong. And it's not going to be a, there's going to be a lot of us there. That's people's idea. Isn't that crazy? That, oh yeah, a bunch of us are going, so it's going to be better. It might be like a party. No. Jesus described hell, weeping and gnashing of teeth. That's the foolishness that goes on out here. What do you want me to do? Give up my life to serve him? Yeah, he gave up his life for you. He said he's looking for those that will lose their life to serve him. And so that was a good example of the type of witness out here in the streets. And he walked away. It's a good thing because he was just a mocker anyway. But he did get the warning about heaven and hell and told what Christ has done. That's a glorious good thing.